I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The cholera outbreak in Kenya and Ethiopia has been contained for now. However, the prolonged drought is aggravating the food shortage and water access problems while creating ripe conditions for another outbreak. Food for the Hungry's Pete Howard says their emergency response unit taught people how to respond and survive. Partnership with the local churches is another line of defense.
So as we are working in these communities, bringing the appropriate medicine and working with them on health and hygiene and proper nutrition, we're also sharing the love of Jesus Christ and loving these people in the way that Jesus loves us.
Next, author J.D. Payne has created an all-inclusive guide to church planning. His new book, Discovering Church Planning, is a reminder of its biblical roots. It's published by Paternoster, a part of Biblica. Payne hopes it'll ground people in the original purpose of church planning, evangelism.
Church planters must be outstanding theologians and outstanding missionaries at the same time. They need to really think on a global level, not just how to plant one church, but to think about how to be involved in the multiplication of disciples and leaders and churches.
And as HCJB Global defines new strategies for future gospel outreach, they've decided to speed the transition. The end date for international shortwave broadcast from radio station HCJB in Ecuador will be between September and November of 2009. HCJB is focusing on radio planting, helping local ministries realize their dream of beginning a Christian radio ministry. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. John Piper says missions exist because worship doesn't. To help you keep your mind on worship, Mission Network News is making available the Chris Tomlin CD, Hello Love, for a gift of any amount. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.